The big thing to take away from what Lauren said is how important community support is. We've lined up all these different funds, from the IRRB to the Blandin Foundation to state bonding. But if we can't show that the community is behind it, it'll all fall through. And that's where we need your help.
Absolutely. And this is going back just also to comment. This is talking about our tower and our whole transmission plant, that it needs to be replaced in order to keep our KAXE signal. If and when the tower does fall, we are off the air, and we are trying to do what we can to ensure that we have a plan in place and money in place and fix the problem before we have one. So that means we need your help. Our total is, what is the exact total again, Maggie?
Oh gosh, it's $878,978.92.
92 cents, that's right. So we are looking for, how much are we looking for from our listeners and members?
About $125,000.
$125,000.
And with that number, that would allow us, because we're not guaranteed with bonding and the Blandin Foundation to get the full amount of our request. And with that $125,000 that we raise, it would cover any of that. We would be in the clear to be able to do this project. And the exciting thing with the monies that we have talked to these different, you know, with the state bonding, with the Blandin Foundation, with the IRRB, it's a 7-to-1 match. So for every dollar that comes in that we are able to raise from our members and listeners, we leverage $7, which is huge. So really, any amount of money that people are able to put towards this project will have an incredible impact.
And every bit of this project, every single one of these grants and bonds depends on us being able to show a significant amount of community support. And so that is the first and foremost, most important thing that you can help us, is by giving us that support.
Yeah, so we will be communicating with all our members, and I will also be communicating along with all our business supporters to get them to come on board. And I think we've also, unsolicited, we've already had 6 pledges, almost totaling $2,000 already. So we are going this is going to be a successful capital campaign. We are going to raise the money. And I've been around just almost as long as Maggie, 22 years. A lot of things have happened, but the comment we had this morning from Barry Lyons on What's for Breakfast is a common comment, is why do you support us? It's because it's a community, and they all feel a part of a community. And the community has to come together, and the communities have come together in the past. We used to live in the barn out at Itasca Community College, and everybody from Bemidji to all over our listening area gave us money to allow us to build this building and pay for it in 1 year. When KBXE needed a new broadcast plant, we raised the money. We, being the community and Grand Rapids and KAXE people, supported the KBXE people to get that broadcast plant coming up. So now we're going to be building a brand new broadcast plant here, and we need everybody to work together and help each other. So we need the KBXE folks to help us in this way. We need everybody, and our business supporters will help us, and our members will help us, and we will raise this money. It is, you got to think about it. This is not like putting an addition on to KBXE's building. It's not like putting an addition on to KAXE's broadcast studios here. This is our heart. This is our tower. And we will not exist if it's not there. So we have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And we will do it.
So, John, if someone out there is contemplating, I'm a member, but I can't afford to do both, if they weren't able to donate to both, what would you say?
Stay as a member. We need members. Membership is just so important to us. It's our bread and butter, and we need them to remain as members, because like we always say, it's strength in numbers, and the other people will pick up the slack.
And so people out there who are listening, as you've been hearing about this project, maybe wondering, how can I help? How can I get more information? We do have a website, a page on our website set up that is dedicated to the tower project. And you can go there by just going to KAXE.org, and there's a giant button there that says Tower Project, and you can click on that. And in there, there's also a portal in which people can donate online if they're wanting to. There are pledge forms available on there too, if you maybe want to just mail that in, or our phone number, 800-662-5799. And to all of our current members, there is a mailing that you can expect in your mailbox here in the next week or so too that will contain some information, so be on the lookout for that as well.
We have a deadline as well. I want to put that in. the Blandin Foundation Board of Directors and the state of Minnesota, our legislators, will be looking at these projects in February, March, and making some decisions. So we need to raise this money by the end of February. So that's why we're kicking it off now, and we hope you'll put it into your budget between now and then. But there are many ways to
participate.
Yep, there are. So maybe you say, I would like to give $500, but you're not able to, you know, do that all at once. We have the ability to do up to 3 years. You could kind of say, I'd like to contribute $500 to this project, and I'd like to pay for that over a 3 year time. And so really, it's whatever you can do. We're pretty flexible about how people can do that. And again, the information we have available on our website kind of lays all that out.
And I think we keep talking about members, but the people that aren't members out there certainly can make a contribution as well. And that's kind of a common theme that goes on when people do something. If it's something you're a part of and you haven't made that step to become a member, you certainly can support. That doesn't exclude you from supporting this cause.
Absolutely.
So everybody out there that's listening or not listening mm-hmm. can help us out.
And I think people like to financially support like a concrete thing, and you know, membership and programming, that's kind of things that don't really seem all that real, but this is an actual honest to God physical building that we're trying to build and tower and that, and we need the community buy-in, and we need to leverage our $7 to everyone that we get in.
And again, we named this capital campaign is named Please Stand By, because if this fails on us, we are off the air for a
very long time.
A long time, yes. Especially if we don't have our ducks in a row or a plan in place, and we have a plan in place, but money. And if it happens unexpectedly without this financial, this could be... and not to be dramatic, but it would really affect northern Minnesota. And
it'd be pretty quiet around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm just going to say it's not going to fail. We are going to reach this goal. There's no doubt in my mind. I can just tell by the unsolicited phone calls, people really care. And when you really care about something, and if you care about something that's successful, and I'd like to consider us successful. We've been around for 42 years when they didn't think we would make it 1 year. So I'm very proud to be here, very proud to work for an organization like that. And we're a broadcast service. And I always say that during membership drives, we're more than a radio station. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things. Example, the concert last night that you talked about was totally sold out. It was a good feeling. A lot of children, a lot of kids there. Mm-hmm. And that's community.
And, you know, next week in the mail, you're going to receive a packet of information from us. Every person, every one of you that's a member of Northern Community Radio are going to receive
it.
You will not miss it. Brightly colored. Take a look at it. You're going to hear a lot from us in the next couple months up until the end of February when we hope to have finished this. But we're going to keep reminding you on the air. This is a warning, but it's also a pitch. We need to hear from you about this project, because without your support, all that we've put together won't work. So this is so important to us.